Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I talked this week about the $137 trillion of debt and the present value of unfunded liabilities of the U.S. government as detailed in its fiscal year 2016 financial report. These liabilities are so massive, they will never be paid off in dollars at today's purchasing power. The political reality is that, with no practical solution possible, politicians and bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. won't make any real effort to deal with this looming financial catastrophe. Because of this inaction, at some point, one or more of three things will occur. One, the federal government will repudiate outstanding debt and promises to pay Social Security and Medicare benefits. Two, when it runs out of cash, the U.S. government will simply default on paying its debts and social insurance promises. Or three, the government will so inflate the value of the dollar that it will become practically worthless, as happened in the Roman Empire, France, Germany, Mexico, Zimbabwe, and Venezuela. I think all three will happen. So, when will the federal government and dollar collapse? Neither I nor anyone else can tell you the date or whether it is months, years, or decades in the future. The only thing I can say for sure is that this day of reckoning is coming. As that day draws near, the last things you want to own will be U.S. dollars and paper assets denominated in currencies such as stocks and bonds. You also would want to not have to rely on the receipt of then-worthless Social Security and Medicare benefits. So, what can you do today to help prepare yourself and your family for what is coming? A lot. Such a crisis will be somewhat similar to a natural disaster. Acquire tangible goods like non-perishable food, water, and medical supplies to sustain you through the upheaval. If you can afford it, get an alternative means of paying for things, such as physical gold or silver. As for Social Security and Medicare, make your financial plans assuming you will not receive a single dime of benefits, which would leave you in much better fiscal shape, even if the day of reckoning never arrives during your lifetime. That's it for today. Be sure to come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.